Hello, brother.
Hello.
I thought Saeed was home. You haven't been to work today?
Yes, I have. I had something to do at home, so I came back. Are these cakes?
Yes.
What's the occasion?
Come and sit down so I can tell you. They called me very early this morning, so I was a little worried. Then me and Nima went there. They gave us a visiting time, brother.
So how come you didn't tell me?
I was afraid to worry you for nothing, brother. Farhad was beaming. He said he'd been released on parole. They're letting him off the rest of his sentence.
You mean...
He said he'll be home soon.
Congratulations.
I was so happy, I couldn't even say a word. I didn't know what to do with myself.
You said he's coming home on Monday?
Yes, brother. I'm so confused. I've been thrown off balance. I don't know what to do.
Well, you don't have to do anything, my dear sister. Just thank God.
Thank God. I have so much to do. I have to get started.
Well, we could do it in the next couple of days.
I've got to clean the whole house and make those delicious cakes that Farhad likes so much.
That's good. Very good. Does Reza know about this?
Like you, I was deeply shocked too.
So then tell me what to do.
You tell me. What do you have on your mind?
I don't know. If we could actually get a place from Marzieh, that would be a very good thing.
That's burying your head in the sand. What else?
Or we could just wait patiently and then see what happens.
Mohsen, you must learn to live with this. You can do that.
Dear brother, you know Farhad much better than I do.
Yes, but the Farhad of 5 years ago, the Farhad that's being released, is not the same Farhad we knew.
5 years is a long time. However, it's not so long for someone like Farhad.
When was the last time you visited him? 2 years ago?
Yes, and he said right out that he didn't even want to see me.
Yes, but I've seen him since then and talked to him.
So put my mind at rest. And tell me that there's no reason to worry, and everything is going to be okay.
Everything depends upon your behavior.
No, brother.
It does. So you don't really want to say it. So I'll say it. Today we'll find somewhere for Marzieh and help her to move. Mohsen, in these 5 years, Marzieh and Nima have wanted for nothing. And now you want your flat back? That's understandable. Now get ready to tell Marzieh and Nima the things you have hidden from them in the last 5 years. You have to explain why you are pushing your sister away from you.
We have no choice but to wait. We have to wait.
What's your opinion?
About what?
Saeed saying his prayers?
It's good.
You haven't forgotten our date tonight, right?
What?
Dinner, you and me. I invited you out.
Right, okay, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Listen, we had both better think of a really good excuse to get out of here 2 hours earlier.
All right, Layla doesn't like us talking to each other too much.
I don't care.
Go on.
We're going.
Yeah.
Mm.
What lovely weather we're having today.
Indeed.
Right.
Nice weather. Excuse me, do you live with your mother?
Yes, yes. My mother and I live together right now. But God willing, after thinking about it, we have decided to sell our house and buy two small apartments.
And?
And? I have to say that I think when in married life, well, in my opinion, oh.
In your opinion, what is important?
Oh, well, I have found a job, and I have also saved up a small nest egg.
I thought that we were talking about married life.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about married life. You see, that is in my opinion, of course. Five things are important in life. Trust, honesty, being truthful. Excuse me. The truth of the matter is, I came here to talk about myself and what I want. But I've lost my train of thought, really.
So, you should write down all of those things. Whatever is on your mind.
Yes, that sounds great. I'll definitely do that.
Can you write? Writing was always difficult for me. I'm not very good at it.
It's hard. So hard. Oh my. Sorry, you see, if Saeed had done what I had asked him to do, this wouldn't have happened.
It doesn't matter. If Saeed had come to our house, he might have answered a lot of my questions. Anyway, where is he?
Well, I actually haven't seen him for a few days.
Goodbye now.
You were right when you said writing is hard, but not as hard as speaking about myself in front of you. I was 2 years old when my dad was murdered, so the picture I have of him in my mind is formed by his photos and what my mother and friends say about him. Unlike ordinary children who talk and open their hearts to their fathers, my loneliness is filled by talking to God alone. Besides God, I have a kind mother, too, who was my only companion and still is, and has filled the void of my father.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, why are you crying? Did Layla say something to upset you?
No, the poor woman told me to go home as soon as I said my father was ill. My cell phone was stolen.
Never mind, sit down anyway. Come on, forget about it. Don't cry. Come on, give me a smile. Smile. Imagine Layla coming in through the door all of a sudden.
Oh no, that would be terrible.
Why would it be so terrible? It's her own fault. She should just let us talk together at work.
So what's this dinner about?
Because I really wanted to thank you.
On the contrary, I should be the one to thank you.
Why, for being beaten up?
No, silly. For your support.
Well, I've decided that tonight's occasion is just for you. Firstly, because I think you understand a lot more than others your age. And secondly, what you say...
What?
Well, what you say just calms me down.
That's good. Right? Tell me, have you always prayed?
Me pray? Well, the truth is, we all pray in our house.
What a good family.
I find that it gives you inner peace.
Like the things I say?
So now, could you tell me a little bit about your family?
My family... Well, my dad is a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah, okay, don't be shocked. He's a doctor. A brain surgeon, and my mom is a university professor. And my brother, I don't know if I told you, but he's a pilot.
No, you actually didn't tell me anything.
What is it? Now your opinion of me has changed? You see me in a different light and think of me in a different way?
No, I just mean that...
Excuse me. I lied to you.
I'm so gullible.
The truth is that my dad is in prison.
You're having me on.
No. He's in for smuggling drugs. I think he'll be hanged any day now, and I haven't heard from my mom in ages. She ran off with someone. And my brother. Sorry. Oh, if you could only see your face. You've completely changed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I am that same person, but your opinion of me just changed so drastically. Why?
You just say things that leave me dumbfounded.
You see, that's the problem. Tell me what a family means. A father, mother, brother, or sister like the rest. You see, what's important is here and now, you and me. That's real. Do you think like your family? Do you want to live like them? Do you want to become like your father? I don't think so. Knowing more about each other's families just increases the distance between us, from the fact that it's staring us in the face.
What?
Thanks, that's great.
Thanks a lot. You said you invested in something. Will you take me and show me?
Sure, I'll be happy to take you.
I have worked from a young age and have a reasonable amount of savings, but I have always felt the presence of God and His followers by my side. I think that you can be a good partner for me in my life to share with. I knew your family, and in particular your father, before I knew you. I truly believe that the family is one's being and is as equally important as the person themselves. Since last year, without Saeed noticing, I asked around about you and your family, and I got my answers. Dad, what do you think?
I'm late. I have to go. Thanks for dinner.
Then I'll take you home.
Sorry, but you can't come near my home. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Bye.
Most of Uncle Mohsen and Farhad's pictures are from the war.
Yes, most of the war, Uncle Mohsen was on the front line, but Farhad didn't go back to the military after getting married. Take this, dear. Put this next to the other photos.
Can I come in?
Please come in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Saeed.
Hello. So are you doing your spring cleaning, Auntie?
So Vahid was right then.
Oh, this. No, it's nothing. You didn't say what's going on.
Someone is finally coming home.
There's no one away from home.
Don't we?
Uh-huh, Uncle Farhad. That's great. Isn't it a bit early, though?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I meant that I didn't think he would be released so soon.
He's been pardoned.
Ah. Well, congratulations to you, too. Your father-in-law is coming home. It's great.
Yes, thank God.
Yes, thank God a million times. God willing, you'll be able to settle down and strike out on your own.
Saeed, dear, me and Zore have been working hard all day. We're exhausted. Come help us. Please grab the other end of the table with me.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
Hello. Marzia, love, these are the things you asked me for.
Thank you so much.
Do you need anything else?
No. Thanks a lot. Hey, Sade. The table.
Hey, Sasan, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. The restaurant is good, too. Yeah, it's gonna get even better. Yeah, that's what happens when someone hangs out with you for a few days. The latest news is that your Uncle Farhad is coming home. No, believe me, Sasan, I'm not kidding. Oh, and Sasan, you were supposed to give me a written document? Come on, you know exactly for what? For the shop of ours. I appreciate it. Okay, goodbye.
Hello.
Hi there, Sasan.
Well, hello there, remember me? Don't tell me you're angry with me just because I have a bone to pick with you. Not even a call or a visit? Aren't you supposed to be my brother?
Yeah, what's going on with your playing the brother card on me?
Hey, come on, brother. Who else do I have in this world, huh?
Uh-huh. Look, I know what this is all about.
What's what about? Can't I ask how my brother is anymore?
It's Said who told you Dad is coming, right?
Of course, I should have heard it from you, brother. But hey, no harm done. I'll give you an address and you can come and we'll get something to eat.
I've got work to do, Sasan.
Nima, my man. You mean you haven't even got half an hour for me? Remember the good times? We went cruising the streets secretly to the cinema.
This coffee and cake is something like hush money, right, Sasan?
What hush money? What have I done to be afraid of?
Nothing. You have done exactly what Dad asked you to do. You behaved well and were in constant contact with your family. What do you want to dream?
That was your fault, not mine.
And besides that, there was no partying going on in your flat.
So Said is right to call you Antenna, then?
You brought me here for that, right? All right. I haven't heard or seen anything. You can be sure Daddy Farhad won't hear anything about any of it.
You keep repeating yourself. I have nothing to hide, you hear me?
So we're done.
Done, yeah, done. What do you know about your dad's problems?
Dad's problems?
The reason for his imprisonment and sentence.
Well, his business failed and he went bankrupt. What, do you know something else? Yeah. I said, you know something else?
Nah, I heard the same thing.
Yeah, you do. You know something else.
I just know that whatever happened to Dad, he wasn't alone.
What do you mean?
The blame was not all your dad's, you know. Let's just say in these circumstances, sly people get away with murder. It's the naive who get left behind. The honest people who have to go to prison. By the way, when your dad comes, you'll stay in your uncle's house, right?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
Nothing. I just wanted to say that you can think whatever you like about me, but I still see myself as a member of your family.
Where have you been these past 2 hours? That boy was here again.
The news was right. Farhad is coming.
Great. So that's it. That's the end of the flat.
No. It's not like that. No one in this world can take that flat from me.
Uncle Reza insists on holding the get-together in his house. Do what you have to do quickly so we can go and help.
Hey, Mom.
What?
What? Can you tell me what you know about Dad's case?
The same as you know. We've spoken about it many times.
You mean... you want to tell me that's all of it?
What do you mean, is that all of it? The factory your dad was working for went bankrupt and had to close at the time. Your dad and two other managers were put in prison to serve time because of debt. Did Sasan say something?
I feel that he knows something. But he wouldn't say anything.
There isn't anything more that Sasan would know. That is all of it.
Hey, hello there.
How much?
Well, look who's here. Mwah.
Thanks a lot. Mwah. Say hello to your
wife. How are you, Mashrahim?
Okay,
oh my
thanks.
God, you haven't changed. How are you, Abbas? Long time no see. Come on, I'm always
hello.
Bothering you.
Hello, welcome back,
hello,
sir.
Hello, Layla. How are you
thanks,
doing?
Thanks, I'm fine.
Excuse me, Abbas. I have to go and check on the food in the kitchen. I'll be back.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, madam.
No problem. How's my sister doing?
Thank God, she's fine. I just have to get her some medicine and take it to her.
Tell me, how come you came to see me first? You usually go straight to the bazaar, do your shopping, and run all your errands before dropping in on me.
Well, you see, I have some good news for you, Layla.
What?
News regarding your daughter, Saba.
Saba?
Yeah, I found her address.
She doesn't even want to see me.
Even if it's true, you should go and see her. You are her mother.
No. I'm really trying to forget.
Saba has no one else but you. Especially now, she's alone and lonely. Even if she has done something wrong, she's your daughter. You can't forget it.
We can't talk here. Let's go to my room.
Hello.
Hello.
So who is that?
It's her sister's husband. Sometimes he drops in on her.
Here, this is for you.
A cell?
Yeah, well, they stole your other one and you cried, so I thought I'd get you another one.
You shouldn't have done such a thing.
It's nothing. If I had more money, I'd have brought you a better one. It's nothing.
Thank you so much.
There's a SIM card in it, and you only have the right to speak to me with it.
Okay. Really?
No, I was teasing. Feel free. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Mom, wait
Nemo,
a minute.
Nemo, hurry up. It's getting late.
Let me see to it.
I really wish I had a camera to film you. Look, Zora, see how excited my mom is.
Come on, Nemo. Stop teasing her.
I'm not. Last night in Uncle Reza's house, she saw everything.
You know what? You have to be in my shoes to know how I feel.
Tell me, if you didn't see me for a while, would you miss me as much as that?
It depends on how long it would be, but I should tell you that if you were to go to prison, I wouldn't miss you at all.
What do you mean by that?
If you went to prison, I would die. A dead person doesn't miss anyone, you know?
Look, Zore, my dad went to prison because of financial problems.
I knew I would forget to tell Sasan in the end.
Sasan knows about Dad coming home, and he's not coming to the party.
But it's our duty to call him. When Dad gets here, he will ask after him.
Hello. Hello, Uncle. Nice to see you.
Hello, dear. Hello, Asghar. Cheers. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
You've gone to so much trouble, really.
What trouble? Not at all. You are most welcome. Where are the children, Mohsen?
Vahid will come after school, and Saeed told Marzia he'll come himself. Where's my brother?
At the end of the garden.
I hope to God that everything will be forgotten.
That's why I said that the first get-together should be in my house. That way, if there are any bad feelings, I'll see to it that we put an end to it right there.
God willing.
Dear Mohsen, I have to get going. Please, will you see to everything? I'll get back soon enough.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Haji.
Nima! How are you?
Thank God.
Good to have you back.
Nima!
Hello, Dad.
Have you been waiting long?
Around 2 hours.
I've been waiting a bit longer. 4 years, 8 months, 3 days, and these 2 hours.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
You have another ceremony?
No, ma'am. This time it's a party. My aunt's husband is coming home, so my uncle's having a get-together.
Where was your aunt's husband? Where's he coming from?
Abroad. He was on a trip abroad. So, can I go now?
Yes, yes. No problem at all.
So tell me, how's your mother?
Thank God. She's both well and waiting for you.
I thought you would come.
The organization of the welcome home party was all Marzia's doing. I asked her to stay home.
Are we supposed to be going somewhere?
Uncle Reza's house.
I told them to set up everything in the garden, like the old days.
You wouldn't believe it, Dad. Since yesterday, Mom scrubbed the house from top to bottom. The furniture, the rugs, curtains, whatever was in her reach.
She even thought about repainting. I told her if she touches a tin of paint or paintbrush, Farhad will have to stay in prison for another month. She said, no, the house is fine.
Sorry, Uncle. The third gear's a bit stiff.
It's all right. I have it under control.
Is this your car?
Yeah, no big deal.
You rascal, you bought a car without telling me?
Just recently. I didn't tell you so it would be a surprise. But from now on, it's your car.
Well then, congratulations. You must be doing very well at work.
Thank God Uncle Mohsen did whatever he could for me. Whatever I have now is thanks to him. But Zora isn't a reckless spender either. She always encourages me to save up.
A warm welcome for Farhad.
Praise God.
Ed, you really have gone to too much trouble.
And his descendants.
My goodness, Amir has grown so much. This is
come
nice.
Home. Come on in.
Oh, welcome Saeed, home. How are you doing? Mm. Wow, it's wonderful to see all of you. God bless you.
Hello. Hey.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back.
I put you to too much trouble.
In.
Thank you. This
Please.
Is so wonderful.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome,
Thank
sir.
You.
Hello, Farhad.
Hello, Marzia.
Welcome home.
Hello, Farhad. I'm so happy you're back.
I'm at my uncle's house. He's just arrived. No, we're all here together.
Okay, call me later tonight.
Okay, I'll call you. See you soon.
Saeed, please see to this one too. Thanks so much. The tomatoes are done.
Hey, watch your hands.
Hello. Farhad's back. An hour ago. Yeah, he's at his brother-in-law's. You know, Saeed is working in Layla's kitchen. Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting.
Thank you, that's
Please
enough.
Please help yourself. Why aren't you
that's
eating?
Too much. No,
thank
you.
Have some tomatoes.
Thank you.
I prepared it for us. Yeah.
Look how brother and sister have surrounded
really
me.
What do you put in it?
But my stomach is not used to it.
Hey, Uncle Farhad, didn't they give you food in prison?
Son, eating habits soon change.
But not with one lunch. It still might take a while.
Yes.
You must have forgotten Marzia's cooking.
You don't forget anything in prison. You think about it more.
But out here, Fahd, especially amongst family, one forgets everything very quickly.
I've been waiting for 5 years to get my family back.
Thank God, Fahd, that your family loves you very much.
Especially now that a daughter-in-law has joined your family too.
This is another blessing. We are planning the wedding party for Nima and Zorair in 6 months' time.
God willing, it will take place in the coming month. Of course, if Farhad agrees.
Yesterday I spoke to a few reception halls, but all of them were booked to the end of the month. But we'll find one eventually.
Why should we rent a hall? Let's have the wedding party right here.
I'll go see to the lighting.
Come on. You've decided on everything yourselves. One has 1,000 plans for his only son.
The decision is up to Farhad.
We will hold the wedding in the best place in town. I have been thinking a lot about this. In that cramped space behind high walls, everything is repetitive. Every day is the same. You eat the same food, the same routine. You walk around seeing the same faces all the time. In that place, your imagination and dreams keep you going. You create something in your mind, then break it down and start again. Every day. You make plans. You speak to those who are far away from you. You argue with them. You show them that you're repentant, and then you open your eyes and you realize you're in the same cell as they are. That is what you do every day and every night. Until one day, in the morning, they call you and tell you that you are free to go. And all those years have gone by, and so many things that you wanted to do in your life will never be done.
What is it, brother? You're miles away.
Did you see the look in his eyes?
Farad's a proud man, as always. You must not let the gap between you become a gulf. Showing him some affection will bring him around.
My dear brother, he holds a grudge. I can see it in his eyes.
Please don't think like that.
Didn't you hear him? He speaks only of the past.
You haven't any experience of prison. He can't really help it. He didn't mean anything.
I hope you're right, brother.
May God prove me right. Now go and talk to him. Go on, go on, go.
You were saying over there that you made plans while thinking and imagining. Well, I was doing the same thing over here, and you won't believe it. But I was always thinking about you while you were gone.
Would you be upset if I told you that I don't believe you?
You're right, Farhad. Forgetting the past is very difficult.
At least you realize I'm right about something.
I know. It's hard. But now, all in the past.
Incarceration, yes. But I am not finished with you.
Very well. I just wanted to tell you that don't worry about getting a job. I have some great ideas in mind.
Right now, I'm a lot more worried about you than me. You should keep your ideas to yourself.
Didn't I tell you there was no point? Farhad went to prison full of regret and has come out with a chip on his shoulder.
All right, brother, calm down. I'll talk to him. You just calm down.
I'm really worried about all this, brother. All these years, I have done everything I could for Marzieh and Ima. But now, with Farhad back, and having to face each other every day, how long do you think he can hold his tongue?
Okay, just wait a bit.
Excuse me, brother, but I'm gonna leave now. Goodbye.
Everyone's here, just you're missing out. So what's up? And where are you now? All right, I'll come to the catering service too. Goodbye, goodbye. Wow, Rayane, tell me, is there any food left for me to eat?
Yes, sure, there's a little left.
Would you give me some to take with me, please?
Of course. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in university, Said.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of studying to do. We just go to class, and then I come straight back. And I haven't got any more notes for copying.
I see. Your friend was asking about you.
My friend?
Mr. Saburi. He hasn't heard from you for a few days.
As it happens, I haven't heard from him either. Ali has done what he wanted to do. He's fulfilled his dream. He swept my cousin off of her feet.
Nah, it's early days yet.
So it seems that Ali is talking about it a bit early. It's strange.
Well, Farhad, you told us about how bad prison was. You might tell us a little about its advantages.
Haji Reza, you mean it has advantages?
It does. Being behind bars is a good opportunity to think about one's past. You won't believe it, but a lot of people don't know when day becomes night, month become years. Their life goes by and they don't sit and contemplate for even a minute.
About what?
About what they have and haven't done. About their good and bad experiences. About their mistakes and failures.
It's different with me, Haji Reza. It doesn't make any difference inside or out. I would have done exactly the same thing I'm going to do now that I'm free.
Listen, Farhad, your past is like anyone else's past. It has two sides, the good side and the bad. The good is what you invest to find your way in life. But the bad hangs around your neck and becomes the shackles around your feet, a real prison.
And tell me, how long do you think it will take for me to become the man that I was 5 years ago?
We are all behind you, me, Marzieh, Mohsen. You must start talking to him. Mohsen and I are thinking about you, your life and work. Mohsen more than anyone else. You can trust him because he is your brother.
Look, Haji Reza. You were always like an older brother to me and I admire you. I have the utmost respect for you and you know that. But what's between me and Mohsen is completely different from you and I. Excuse me.
Can you sleep at night now?
I sure can.
What did Uncle Farhad say?
Nothing really. He just spoke about prison. It seems he really had a rough time over there.
So did he get along with your dad?
Very cold.
He'll warm up.
In what way?
Nothing. You can't blame him. He was in prison for 5 years.
Hello, miss.
Hello.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Mostafi. I was told he lived here.
Mr. Mostafi? He's moved.
He's gone?
They left last week. We bought this house from them.
Don't you know where they moved to? I mean, do you have any phone numbers, an address, or something?
We didn't see him. Apparently he was sick. His lawyer did everything.
Yes. I have to find him. It's urgent. Could you give me the lawyer's number, please?
You step foot in that door, I'll call the police. Try it. Come on over if you even dare. Don't threaten me.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. You had time off, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not working today. So I just dropped in. There's some kind of magnetic force that drags me here. I don't know what it is. Well, why are you laughing?
That kind of talk doesn't even suit you.
Yeah, I know. So I couldn't eat this alone, so I thought I'd bring you some.
What is it?
Chicken kebab.
Thank you.
I suggest, though, that you hide it before the boss.
Oh, no, don't worry. Layla isn't here.
Huh? Really? So, can I say something? When we first met, I couldn't stand you. I mean, I thought you were one of those nasty, proud girls.
So now you know you were mistaken. Apologize.
Yeah, I was wrong, absolutely. The girl that I've always thought about, that I've always dreamt of, is actually someone just like you. I was being serious.
Okay, why do you think I'm any good for you?
Okay, well, I guess sometimes we just make mistakes in our lives. I was joking. Goodbye, then.
Didn't I tell you not to show your face around here?
Tell me, who was that dude? If congratulations are in order, let me know. I've come to have a little chat with you right now.
I have nothing to say to you, and I don't want to see your face again.
Obita, you've really changed. I expected a better welcome from you.
I'll make a phone call that'll send you to a place where they'll give you a good welcoming.
Oh, you were nicer before, weren't you?
If you say one more thing, I will shout.
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Watch it. If I see you hanging around me once more, stalking me, okay. I'll do what I said. I promise. I don't care.
I'll be back.
That woman 100 times. This isn't my
I'll
job.
I'll be back.
Was that a customer?
Yes.
I can fall asleep. اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میگیری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم باز در را باز در را باز میذارم نمیترسم مگه گاهی دامون میاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم